And filling in for Evan Solomon this week is me, Tamara Cherry, coming at you from Regina, Saskatchewan. Listen, we've been talking a lot this week about the healthcare crisis facing our country. This is not a new crisis. We've had a healthcare crisis for several years, several decades, many would argue, but it really seems to be reaching a boiling point at late, with a new survey saying that nearly half of all nurses surveyed in Ontario say they're considering leaving the job, 70% saying they can't provide adequate care to patients, 93% saying their workload increased over the last 2 to 3 years, and 60% saying their mental health has deteriorated as a result of the stress. And with this as the backdrop, Premier Ford addressed the province's healthcare system yesterday. He said that Ontarians continue to have access to services.
Ontarians continue to have access to the care they need when they need it. In fact, 9 out of 10 high urgency patients are finishing their emergency visit within targeted times.
And while surgeries are happening, he says, at nearly 95% of pre-pandemic rates, Ford says the welcome news does not change the fact that our hospitals are feeling the pressure now.
That's why our government added 3,100 new hospital beds, added over 10,500 more healthcare workers, including nurses, personal support workers. It's why we're working with the College of Nurses to add more internationally educated nurses into the system.
Joining us now is Dr. Doris Grinspun. Dr. Grinspun is the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. Dr. Grinspun, thanks for taking the time today. I can't help but think that perhaps you're going to have a little bit of a different take than the Premier of Ontario today. Is that a fair assessment?
It's a fair assessment, Tamara. And the Premier and I have spoken, and if I were to speak with him today, I would say 9 out of 10, what happens to the one that didn't?
How do you square his patients?
What happens to the one that didn't? Because emergency rooms are closing. ICUs are either one close altogether and transfer 8 patients. And then you have major hospitals like University Health Network that announced just yesterday, on the same day that the Premier spoke, about 3 ICU units, including cardiac care ICU, that are reducing their services because they don't have more staff. And the Premier said, Tamara, that they have brought forward 10,500. First of all, people continue to leave, so the 10,500 may be just as many as they left now. Who knows? We don't have those figures. But the reality is most of them are PSWs. And while we support hugely PSWs, they go a lot, for example, to nursing homes, in ICUs, in step-down units, in emergency rooms, is RNs the ones you need, and they are the ones that the entire global community, especially the U.S., is trying to lure over there because they are short also.
So Dr. Grinspun, again, we're speaking with Dr. Grinspun, who's the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. I should point out that a lot of the themes we're seeing coming out of Ontario, they're present right across the country. We've been seeing ICUs, emergency rooms shutting down across the country for many of the same issues. But let's focus on Ontario for now. Premier Doug Ford is saying that Ontarians continue to have access to the care they need. But this new survey says that I believe it was 95%. Was it 95% of nurses say that they're not able to give the care that they need? Tell us what you see, the stories you see, the stories you hear from your members about what's actually happening in Ontario hospitals. Paint a picture for us.
Absolutely, Tamara. And I do want to pick up on your comment, because also Minister Jones has said that this is an international problem with nursing shortage and it's a national problem. You are correct. It is all over the country. But there is one thing that is different in Ontario, and it's that we have Bill 124. And when you have a bill of salary suppression at 1% and cost of living has gone up, you know, by almost 8%, so you have a decreasing compensation of 7%, layer to it the loss of compensation last year, nurses have lost in their compensation 8.3% in the last 2.5 years, 8.3%, and in real terms of purchasing power, over 12%. So that, no other province has that. and certainly the U.S. doesn't. So nurses are, first of all, exhausted. They're exhausted. There is a huge rate, 75% of burnout in nursing, and it's because we had a pandemic, no doubt. They gave up the vacations, the days off. They gave up family time. They were afraid at the beginning. Everybody was, also the public, as you may remember, because we didn't have vaccinations or even enough PPE at the beginning. So they have given it all, and in return what they have received, Bill 124 in Ontario. That's why they're leaving Ontario, Tamara. They are frustrated that their voice, including yesterday, when the premier said he will not touch Bill 124, they are frustrated and they are going to Alberta, they are going to other jurisdictions in Canada, south of the border they are going, and to agency here in Ontario, where they get a lot more compensation and a lot of more flexibility over their schedules. And hospitals, for example, end up paying double the price or more. So we are not saving any money, and yet we are letting nurses go to other jurisdictions or to agencies. It's insane.
I just want to point out. I'm sorry to cut you off, but just keeping in mind that this is a national program. I just want to point out for our listeners outside of Ontario, or for those who are perhaps not familiar with Bill 124, this is essentially wage suppression legislation that nurses have been arguing. There's a charter challenge against this bill because nurses believe that the bill interferes with charter rights to freely bargain. This is a bill that limits wage increases to a maximum of 1% total compensation for 3 years. But we do know that there are problems in staffing in other provinces and in other jurisdictions. So do you think that getting rid of this bill or increasing wages would that really radically change the numbers in the survey that we were just talking about at the beginning of this segment? Would it bring up morale enough? Would it make the job good enough that we don't need to worry about so many nurses leaving the profession as they're saying they want to do?
There is no doubt that increasing compensation will solve part of the problem. The Ontario Nurses Association, ONA, will tell you that their ability to negotiate will improve the condition for nurses, and we support them fully. And no, that's not the only thing, but that's a flag. In Ontario, Bill 124 has become a flag because in real terms, nurses have dropped their compensation by 12.2% if you put the 2.5 years and the purchasing power of it. So no doubt that will help because no other jurisdiction in Canada has that salary suppression. And then everybody is trying to bring more nurses on board to improve the workload so patients can get the care they need and deserve, and nurses are not frustrated by not being able to provide that care. And that's where the internationally educated nurses that the premier spoke on, that we are on the same page. We have 26,000 that want to work in Ontario. 14,000 of those are RNs. But if we don't improve the issue of the compensation, it will happen what's happening now, Tamara. They come to the system, those that get processed, which is not enough of them, but it's moving now, starting to move more because of the pressure. But then they go and leave to go to Alberta or to the U.S. They use us as a bridge to get in and then get out. So we said also to yesterday I met, for example, with Minister Calandra. I said to Minister Jones the same. We need to have the nurses that we process and that we bring to the system to commit to at least 2 years here in Ontario.
Dr. Grinspun, we have to leave it there because we're coming up against the break, but thank you so much for your time. Dr. Grinspun is the CEO of the Registered Nurses Association of Ontario. A lot of alarming numbers coming out of this survey that was just released regarding nurses in Ontario. I want to hear your thoughts on these numbers and some of Dr. Grinspun's thoughts. Give us a call, 1-855-633-1010. We're going to get to your calls in the next segment, 1-855-633-1010.